Nun, something that was learned from Gzeirah Shavah, then teach a Hekesh. So our Papa said, we learn from Gzeirah Shavah that one may use Maaser Sheni money to bring a Shlomim. We then learn from a Hekesh to Shlomim that a carbon toida also can be purchased with Maaser Sheni money. We see that something learned from Gzeirah Shavah can then teach with a Hekesh. Mazuta, the son of Mari Esra Avinu, our question was whether this may be done in matters of Kachim. So the proof for Maaser Sheni, which is Chulun, does not answer the question. Ravina said the fact that the items that are teaching are kachim, which is shlomim and the toida, this shows that this form of teaching may be done for kachim as well. Fekmer Vaiter, can something that was learned from a Gzeirah Shavah then be used to teach with another Gzeirah Shavah? So Rabbi Bachama said, a Braitha says that we learn that the chalois type of breads that are brought with a toida must be from soilus, fine flour, based on a Gzeirah Shavah from the Ravucha breads. We then learn that the rekikin also have to be brought from soilus, based on a Gzeirah Shavah from the chalois breads. We see that something that was learned from a Gzeirah Shavah can then be used to teach another Gzeirah Shavah. Ravina said, no, it's not a proof. It may be that the Gzeirah Shavah for Rekikin is actually learned from another type of mincha, which the Pasuk explicitly says over there that it has to be brought from soilus. Rather, Rava said we can bring a proof from a Braith. The Braith says we teach, the Pasuk teaches that the Kohen Gadol's power is taken out of the Azara whole. We would think that it should be burned whole as well. However, Gzeirah Shavah teaches that just like an oil is burned after it's cut into pieces, the same is with the power. In another Braith, Rebbe learns Gzeirah Shavah to teach that just as this power is burned after it's cut into pieces, the same is true for the Yom Kippur power in Got. We see from over here that Rebbe says that something that was learned from Gzeirah Shavah can then be used to teach further with another Gzeirah Shavah. Next, Fekting Mark, can something that is learned from Gzeirah Shavah then be used to teach a Kal V'Chomer? As Mark says, we can answer this by making a Kal V'Chomer. If something learned from a Hekesh can't teach further through a Hekesh, and yet it can be taught further from a Kal V'Chomer, then something learned from a Gzeirah Shavah, which can then be taught further with a Hekesh, like our Papa just showed, so surely it can be taught with a Kal V'Chomer. It can use to teach a Kal V'Chomer. Fekhtimar, what about those who don't agree with our Papa's proof? Mar said, we can answer this by making a Kal V'Chomer. If something learned from a Hekesh can't be teach further through another Hekesh, yet it can teach further through a Kal V'Chomer, then something learned from a Gzeirah Shavah, which can then teach with another Gzeirah Shavah, surely can teach further with a Kal V'Chomer. Fekhtimar, could something that was learned with a Gzeirah Shavah then be used to teach with a Binyan Av? Mar says, that remains a Teiku. Next, the Gemara moves on. Can something that was learned with a Kal V'Chomer then be used to teach a Hekesh? Zuck the Gemara, we can answer this by making a Kal V'Chomer. If Gzeirah Shavah, which can't be learned from something taught by a Hekesh, yet it can teach through a Hekesh based on the proof of Rav Papa, then a Kal V'Chomer, which can be learned from something taught by a Hekesh, can surely also teach through a Hekesh. What about those who don't agree with Rav Papa's proof? Can something that was learned with the Kal V'Chomer then be used to teach with Gzeirah Shavah? So Mara says, we can answer this from making a Kal V'Chomer. Gzeirah Shavah, which can't be learned from something taught by a Hekesh, yet it can teach through a Gzeirah Shavah, then a Kal V'Chomer, which can be learned from something taught by a Hekesh, surely it can teach through a Gzeirah Shavah. Next, can something learned from a Kal V'Chomer then be used to teach via another Kal V'Chomer? Mara says, we can answer this using a Kal V'Chomer. If a Gzeirah Shavah, which can't be learned from something taught by a Hekesh, yet it can teach through a Kal V'Chomer, then a Kal V'Chomer, which could be learned from something taught by a Hekesh, surely can teach through a Kal V'Chomer. In fact, this would be the case of a Kal V'Chomer ben Kal V'Chomer. In fact, this would actually not be a ben Kal V'Chomer, which would be a second generation Kal V'Chomer. It would actually be a ben Benoy Shel Kal V'Chomer, the third generation, because the whole two generations were based on the Kal V'Chomer that a Gzeirah Shavah may be followed by a Kal V'Chomer. Rather, Zakhtimar, we can make a different Kal V'Chomer. If a Hekesh, which can't learn from another Hekesh, can still teach through a Kal V'Chomer, then a Kal V'Chomer, which can learn from a Hekesh, can surely teach through a Kal V'Chomer. This would be the case of a Kal V'Chomer ben Kal V'Chomer. Fekhtimar Vaitik, can something that was learned from a Kal V'Chomer then be used to teach with a Binyan Av? So Rabbi Yirmiyah said we can bring a proof from a Mishnah, where Rabbi Meir says that if a Kohen did Malika on a bird carbon, and it was then found to be a treifa, it will not cause tumma if swallowed. Normally a bird treifa causes tumma when swallowed. Rav Meir says the Kal V'Chomer, if regarding an animal whose nevelot causes tumma to a person who touches it or carries it, and yet shchita of the animal that's a treifa presents it from causing tumma, then regarding a bird whose nevelot does not cause tumma through touching and carrying, the shchita of a bird that is a treifa will surely prevent it from causing any tumma. Now, with the Binyan Av, we extend this to Malika as well. Shchita makes a bird mutter to eat, and also makes the bird that is a treifa not cause any tumma. So to Malika, which makes the bird mutter to eat, will also make the bird that is a treifa not cause any tumma. We see from over here that Rameir uses the Kal V'Chomer followed by a Binyan Av. The Gemara says it's not actually a proof. First of all, Rameir actually relies on a Hekesh that compares Malika to Shechita, not the Binyan Av. Second of all, even if he's relying on the Binyan Av, the Shechita he is basing this on is a Shechita of Chulin, and therefore it can't be the basis that one can learn this way regarding Kachim as well.